The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swifty Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swifty Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new Weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swifty confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swifty therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I just got out of the shower. I was doing my little eye patches thing.
Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with It's the Interview Series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here and checking out the series. You know what to do? You like what you see, what you hear? Hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. A great way to keep up with your favorite artist and discover some new ones at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video version. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today, talking with Ash. The latest single she's got is called Another Man's Jeans. We're going to be getting into that, how it kicks off an era of new music, she says. We're also going to talk about leaning into the 70s folk pop rock sound on the single, going for a Tarantino vibe with the new music videos, and how all of this new music finds her owning her own confidence. Now, Ash is also going to tell us a bit about her next single, how last year's Ashland album was a snapshot of post-divorce and losing her brother, and also we'll talk about taking control of her career's directions. So let's do it. It's Kyle Meredith with Ash.
Hi, thanks for having me, Kyle. I didn't plan this, but I'm literally wearing the Another Man's Jeans tank.
I'm not afraid to wear your own merch. It's
no, it's like a cool tank top.
It's a cool tank top. This song, it's seriously so catchy. I was, the moment I heard it, I immediately called your record label and I said, you have to tell me everything about this song right now because I'm going to play it 1,000 times this week.
Aww.
And it's just so good. So catch us up. What's the story with this song? Because this sort of comes a little bit out of nowhere right at the beginning of a tour. What's the story?
Yeah, well, we've been working on a bunch of new music. And so it was a fun way to kick off, I think, what is a new era for me, for sure. And like sort of the next chapter. And I really wanted to get a record out before the tour started. And I sort of left it up to the fans. I was like, showed them a little bit of the song. And I was like, you know, if you guys want this, like, let me know and I'll put it out before the tour starts.
Like they're going to say no, by the way.
That's... Yeah, they're like, nah, I don't want new music. But, you know, it got them like involved in the process, which was really cool. And to be a part of, you know, like being involved in sort of like the decision making and pushing, you know, pushing the label to show like, hey, we're excited and we want some new stuff. So that was exciting. And I just was like ready to really play some fun music. A lot of the set is, I'm on tour right now and the set is gorgeous and I love it and I'm so happy with it. But Another Man's Jeans is like such a fun break in some of the like, you know, Save Myself is like this really bombastic sort of like I'm dancing around, but it's like very almost cinematic. And then we have this Another Man's Jeans kind of like cut through the set with just like fun and sassiness. And it's just a blast. I just wanted to put out a really fun song. So,
and it's got that fun vibe to it. I mean, I think everybody makes mention that it's the Steelers Will Stuck in the Middle vibe to it, that bass line. Like, hell, was yeah. That on purpose or did you guys kind of figure that out as you were going along?
That was 1,000,000% on purpose. Because I am so inspired by that sort of like folk rock, Southern rock inspired music. And I haven't really tapped into that inspiration a lot. And so we were listening to that song a lot and we were like, this is, no one is making music like this anymore. And I was just like, I am now at a level where I have fans that I'm like, I think I could convince them to love this, you know? And so it's just like a blast every night when they're like screaming this song that feels like it's from another era, you know? Just this like, it's really special.
It's a weird kind of circle thing there too, because famously in a Tarantino film, with Reservoir Dogs and the ear cutting scene. And then I see the music video in the beginning of it. It feels very Tarantino-esque, the vibe you were going for.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, that's, Tarantino's my favorite director. So I like Pulp Fiction's one of my favorite movies of all time. And I'm just in love with his work and the style and the like, the fact that you're kind of like constantly on edge, but there's all this like comic relief. And so this new era is very Tarantino inspired visually, I would say.
Because in the music video, like at the end of it, you know, we're left with you at the beach with a suitcase. And I was thinking like, is this the end of this story? Or is there an opportunity there for the continuing saga?
It's just the beginning, Kyle. It's the start of something new. Yeah, I had a fan ask me in a meet and greet, like, why were there multiple yous in the video and what does it mean? And I was like, I can't tell you because you'll find out in a little bit. So,
yeah, because those versions of you, to be blunt, they look like they want to fuck you up a little bit, you know, rough you up at least.
I know. It's kind of great. I actually we've been working on some other, you know, music video concepts and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get beat up in one of them coming up. And I'm like, that's going to be the most fun I've ever had on set.
Well, if you're going to do a Tarantino send up, you've got to throw a little bit of violence in there at least. There's a, for folks who follow you, especially on YouTube, they've seen this, but there was actually, this is the second version of this music video. And it sounds like in the most heartbreaking way. I was just wondering if you would retell the story. What happened? Because you fly down to Mexico and you do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was the first time we had ever done like a big on location production, which was so exciting. You know, you're like, oh, like it feels like the big leagues. You know, you're like, you're going on location, you're bringing your crew out, you know, doing this like very, really cool, new, fun idea. And I got back from Mexico. We shot over the course of 3 days and I got back and a week later I get a call from my manager that's like, listen, you know, I've got bad news and I've got a solution. And he's like, the bad news is that something went wrong with the film. We shot on 35mm in true Tarantino fashion and something got messed up with the film and now you're not like we can't use it, it's unusable. And I was like, what is the solution? He goes, oh, you have to go back to Mexico and reshoot the entire music video. And I was like, that's your solution? That's the solution? And so I indulged in my frustration for about 15 minutes. And then I was on my way to a dinner meeting and told them the funny story and we laughed about it. And immediately I was like, all right, like that's how life goes. And it's cool because the ruined 35 millimeter footage, we actually ended up putting in the final video. It's all the red footage you see is how the ruined footage came out.
So, well, that's interesting. And it looks completely meant to be.
Yeah, it looks like on goddamn purpose, but it sure wasn't. But it fits so well. And we couldn't, that car we used, that's in the beginning of red opening credits sort of scene. We couldn't get that car again. And we didn't have the insurance money didn't cover it. And it was this whole thing. And so we were like, we're going to have to cut that out. So we didn't actually refilm that on color. And so later on, as he was editing, he was like, I think the red footage actually really works. And I was like, dude, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. So, you know, it's all meant to be.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
I've had that happen before, by the way, with the video going bad, and it's just so heartbreaking. Like, but seriously, it's such a fun video. Where your mind is at, I am completely on board with this tale that you are beginning to tell and whatever version of it is. And it goes so well with the song too, that the song itself, what did I write down? It's almost unexpected the take you take in the lyrics on this track, because I wrote down, we're not getting back together, just having some fun, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the proper assessment.
Basically. Yeah. I think it's really like so much of it for me was owning my own confidence in myself. And I think that, women and men alike, I'm coming from a female perspective, but it's very much like, or I always felt like I was sacrificing pieces of myself so that I would keep the people I love. And at some point, I don't know, just growing up and maturing or whatever, I was sort of like, take it or leave it, like, know what you've got. And if you're not going to step up, then like, I'm going to go have a good time elsewhere. And it just is the first time I've kind of gotten sort of sassy in that way. And it's a side of me, I think, you know, a lot of people don't see. So it was just fun to play with that, you know?
And it's nice. Juxtaposition is not the right word, but a different color, a different scheme than where you left off on the record that just came out last year with Ashlyn. And you talk about this kicking off a new era. I mean, is Another Man's Jeans, is that sort of representative of what we're going to be hearing with this new music?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely keeping people on their toes. The next single that we're going to put out, I don't have a date yet, but it's coming soon. And I started playing it on tour. It's called Hope You're Not Happy. And it really couldn't be any different, any more different than Another Man's Jeans. So I'm kind of putting fans on a little bit of a roller coaster, but the sound we're going, Another Man's Jeans is just sort of this hint in this sort of new, a little bit more fun era.
So at which point did you decide that you were taking off from where you left off on Ashlyn and maybe getting away from that sound? Like, is there a moment where you really figured that out?
You know, I think I just got to the point where I think every season of writing music is such a snapshot of where you're at in your life. And at least that's how I operate as a writer. And so Ashlyn was such a snapshot of post-divorce, stepping into sort of a new independence. I lost my brother. So there's, you know, a song in there, you know, that's sort of about that. And just, it's really about growing up. And so it's not so much that I'm abandoning that era. It's just, there's a new season. So I'm like, as a human, so there's just a new snapshot to capture right now. And I've never felt more confident. I've never felt sexier or more alive or like just ready to have fun. So I think that's going to be really reflective in the music. And I think confidence really comes through in a lot of this music. It's not like sad girl, cheer me up, I feel bad for myself music, you know, and that's okay. There's a time and a place for that. That's just not where I'm at in my life. So yeah. Sorry, I'm rambling.
No, you're not. You're not at all, because I think you're getting to the point I was hoping to hear. Like you had said at one point that the song Moral to the Story, it's like it gave you the allowance to make the music that you want to make. That was proof, I think you said, that you don't have to do it in whatever generalized way that we put out there. I mean, and I don't know the whole backstory of before that, but is that, you know, is that the wall that you were facing? People saying you can't write a song like Moral of the Story, it's not going to work.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of boundaries people will put up for you or think they have the right answers for you in your career. The thing is, we're all just throwing shit at the wall, hoping it sticks, you know, and no one knows, you know, what the right answer is for you in your career. So, you know, at some point I had to be like, listen, you have to trust that I do, because like, I'm at least going to be the one that gets the closest to knowing what's right. And, you know, and sometimes I'm going to put out a record that I think is great and relevant to where I'm at, and it's not going to hit. And that is basically fine. You know, you kind of need to just tell yourself, like, whatever I need to say is what needs to be heard by my current audience. And I think that there's such a, like, an honesty and vulnerability in that, at least with my relationship with my audience and my fans. And so far I've been really lucky that they really love what I put out, but you know, I think there's almost a level of respect now that, like, even if they don't like it, they're like, you do you, girl. Like, it's just really cool. But I mean, thankfully, you should be at these shows. Like, Another Man's Jeans is the one of the most fun songs of the set, you know.
Oh, I'll be coming to a show. I've got to be coming. I've seen some videos online and talking with your label folks to tell me about this and reading about. What did you put? San Francisco, your very first boyfriend showed up.
Yeah. Oh, my.
When you say first boyfriend, are we talking like I was 7, or are we talking like I was 15? Like, what does that mean?
13 to 18.
So this wasn't nothing.
Almost
okay.
19, actually. 13 to 19. So, and this boy, I mean, he was, we were children then, but, we dated, you know, I've always been a serial monogamist. Like, I just like long-term shit. But he came to the SF show with his wife. I put him on the list, you know, like I knew he was coming, but it was just like this super cool, like memorable moment. Like, him and his wife stayed backstage till like 1:30. It was just the three of us like catching up and reconnecting and being like, wow, we were really stupid kids and like, can't believe we're here now. And man, just really, really, really cool. I was so nervous to sing that song because I sang the song that I wrote about him during the set. So.
Which song was that?
It's called Taylor, which is his name. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. and those moments too, that like that moment, you know, I've read about you talking about having trouble singing Always live. I mean, and that's the thing, right? Like at some point you've got, I don't know, do you, I don't want to say you've got, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you have to make peace with some of these songs for allowance to be able to perform them?
That's a really good question. I mean, I guess the answer is absolutely, but I also would say, like for a record, like Always, no matter how at peace I am with life and losing, you know, losing my brother, I didn't even write that song about him, but every night that I sing it, it's like every lyric will just sort of like tug on me. And so I've not yet played a show. We've played tonight's show 8, and I've not yet, every show I've teared up or had to stop and then restart, or it's just like one of those tunes. But luckily, I mean, Taylor is like a really sweet song, and it's just kind of, you know, about loving someone too soon in life that it doesn't really have a chance to work out. So, you know, it's kind of sad, but it's also kind of bittersweet and, you know, very young lovey. And so, but yeah, I mean, the set takes you on a goddamn roller coaster for sure. It takes me on a roller coaster. So,
I mean, that's our favorite songs of all time, right? The ones that continue to make us feel something. I'm sure that goes whether we're listening to them or singing them. Luckily, I'm not singing these songs every night. Like, you leave that to the professionals. But
I almost took Always out. I was like, I keep joking with the fans before I sing it that I like am gonna take the song out of the set eventually because it just is like taxing. But I think being vulnerable is good. So
Well, that record, Ashlyn, it was an amazing record, and congratulations on the breakthrough and the success that happened to that. But
thank you.
I am such a fan of where you're going, just with this one song we've heard so far with Another Man's Jeans. It's so good. It's so good, Ash.
Thank you. That means so much to me. I'm really excited about where it's going, and it's just gonna, all of the new stuff is gonna be just so fun to play live. And so while I'm in the middle of it, I'm like, I want to play all the new stuff, but I gotta patience myself. Patience.
Hold it back. Hold it back. Well, I'll be looking forward to whatever comes next and catching a show on this tour. Seriously, this is great. Thank you so much for the music and especially taking the time to talk about it today.
Yeah, of course. I can't wait to see you at a show. Make sure you come out and say, hey, that would be awesome.
We'll make it happen.
Cool. Thanks. All right. See you later.
My thanks to Ash. The latest single is called Another Man's Jeans with a Hope You're Not Happy on the way as well. Big thanks to you as well for checking out the episode and the series. Before you get out, please do hit that subscribe button again so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, mostly on Twitter, but also Facebook and Instagram, all three of them, at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
No, that's just my body wash and shit.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey there, it's Kyle Meredith from Kyle Meredith With. After you check out the latest episode of my show, be sure to check out some of our other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including Standing BTS, a bi-weekly podcast covering all things BTS and ARMY, and The Opus, Consequence's original documentary podcast exploring legendary albums and their lasting legacies. So head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.